welcome to a special edition of Ask the Expert here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis. Today we're going to talk about a program called SoCo Adapts. We all know here in Sonoma County that there is fire risk, but there are things that we can do to defend the space around our homes, to make our homes more resistant to wildfire risk, and that's what we're going to talk about today with our experts. Here in studio with me is Ivan O'Neill. He is co-founder and CEO of Madronis Wildfire Defense. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Thanks, Michelle.
And my second guest is Carolyn Safford. She is Program Manager for Permit Sonoma Fire Prevention Division. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
So the resource that we want to send everyone to, which is really going to encompass the conversation we're having today, is called SoCoAdapts.com. SoCoAdapts.com. That's where you're going to find all the information that is covered today. So, Carolyn, can you tell us about the origins of the Sonoma County Wildfire Adapt program, the SoCo Adapts?
I'm happy to. So I've been working in the field of wildfire risk reduction in Sonoma County for well over 20 years now, both on the nonprofit side with Fire Safe Sonoma, our county's countywide fire safe council, and working for the county of Sonoma. Through most of my career, honestly, up until 2017,
yes,
there was really very little understanding of how significant our wildfire risks are. After 17, that all changed, and money suddenly became available. And the ideas that I had been developing in my mind about what we can do to build community and individual residents wildfire resilience, finally there was money to fund those programs. And so our Permit Sonoma Fire Prevention and Natural Resource Division grant teams got busy and wrote a bunch of grants, and they are on the ground and happening now.
That's excellent. So what we're talking about today is assessments that can be done or have already happened for areas of Sonoma County. So let's talk a little bit first about, there's two kinds of assessments. What are these different assessments?
So there are two elements to what makes your home vulnerable to wildfire. One of them, which we all are pretty familiar with because this is what we've been looking at for a long time, is defensible space. And that is the vegetation that's growing near to your structure. The other part that we now know is as, or I sometimes think even more important, is the vulnerabilities that are on the structure itself that make it vulnerable to the embers and heat that accompany wildfire. So the two assessments that we offer are for defensible space. This is how you can treat the vegetation to reduce risk from the house walls out to 100 feet. And on Ivan's side, we have these awesome structure hardening assessments, which will provide you with a very comprehensive list of the things that you can do on that home itself to mitigate wildfire risk.
All right. So Ivan, tell us about these assessments. How long do they take? What do you do when you do an assessment?
Well, it's really easy. You go to SoCoAdapts.com. You type in your address first and find out if you're eligible right now. For folks who aren't yet eligible, there'll be an opportunity to sign up for updates for when your property might become eligible. We'll then schedule a quick 15-minute phone call just to talk with you and learn a little bit about your property. And when your assessor arrives, they'll introduce themselves. They'll talk for a moment about the ways that wildfires threaten our homes. And then they'll spend about an hour going around the house looking at the roof, the gutters, siding, windows, vents, doors, and the immediate 5 feet around that. We'll also take a look at any attached decks and sheds. And after that, the assessor will walk around and talk with the property owner and share their findings with them.
Okay. All right. What are those dangers that can set a home on fire from a wildfire situation?
So it's a combination of embers and radiant heat, as Carolyn mentioned, as well as direct flame contact. So when embers are in the air from a fire, they can travel up to 2 miles ahead of where the actual flames are happening, and they'll be looking for the tiniest little cracks to get inside the house. And so anything that's over an eighth of an inch in size, like the screens on our vents or maybe a gap in our siding, those can be vulnerable locations. So once embers get inside, they find all the things that we have inside the house, and homes can burn from the inside outward.
Wow, yeah.
The other way that embers attack homes is anytime there's a vertical wall meeting a horizontal surface, for example, where the siding meets the deck or where the siding meets the ground, that can be an accumulation area where the embers hit the wall, they drop down, and they'll gather in those first 5 feet around the house, mm-hmm. and that is another very vulnerable location.
Okay.
The radiant heat, that's similar to, like, say, a campfire and the heat that we can feel at a distance. So if a shed or a wood pile catches on fire, that can expose the side of our house to flames and crack windows and make them vulnerable. And the last one's direct flame contact. So a fence ignites farther away from the house, and the fire travels along the fence like a fuse right up next to the house.
Wow. And that's something really interesting. I think in the glass fire, I was talking with a former Cal Fire person about the nature of a wildfire, and that it isn't just, you know, this big old wall of flames that just advances normally and you know, in a steady towards structures. It is more like, he described it like a water bottle, like a nozzle with a little spray, and so there'll be more fire right at the beginning, right, where the droplets are more concentrated, but then it just sort of fans out and mists out and lands here and there. And so really, you have to be prepared no matter how far away you are from an approaching wildfire, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So these assessments, how much do they cost to have an assessment?
These assessments are free to you today.
Love that.
As part of the SoCo Adapts program.
Okay.
So there is no cost for either the defensible space assessment, which most folks within our project areas have probably already received.
Okay.
Or for if you sign up for one of our structure home hardening, home wildfire risk mm-hmm. assessments. Those are free also. The point of our program, the SoCo Adapts, is to educate folks about what they can do to take back their power against wildfire. I think there's a lot of folks in our county felt pretty hopeless after the run of fires that we had,
yeah.
and feeling like there's nothing I can do to keep my house from burning down. And there is a lot you can do. And that's just an education issue. And so that's really what we're trying to provide with both the defensible space assessments mm-hmm. and the structure hardening assessments. Really important to realize that as part of the program, these are not code compliance.
Okay.
We are not using this information to make violations for you. We are not sharing any information that come from these assessments with outside entities such as insurance companies.
Okay.
However, having an assessment from Ivan and his team especially may help you provide information to your insurance company that they might want to have to continue your insurance or even to receive a discount on insurance for some companies.
Wow. And this is not part of our conversation today, but we do know that there's ongoing discussions between insurance companies and our legislature because California is having issues right now making sure that people can still have homeowners insurance. And, you know, part of that is this education that you're talking about, Carrie Leon, that we need to be educated, that we need to be prepared, we need to do the kinds of things that will keep our communities safe. It's not just your home. When you think about a wildfire, as tragically we have seen, your home fire can also ignite the home next to yours, the neighborhood down the street. So these are things that we need to do as a community to make sure that we are safe. So the areas, how many areas currently are covered in this initial sort of program, this SoCo Adapts program?
SoCo Adapts has 14 different project areas, mm-hmm. which are in smallish areas all across the county, from the North Coast all the way to the southeastern Mayacamas.
Okay. All right. So can you see the maps online to check this out?
You can. You can check your eligibility mm-hmm. on SoCoAdapts.com.
Okay.
And see if you're in one of our project areas.
All right. Very good. We're going to take a quick break. I'm talking with Ivan O'Neill. He's co-founder and CEO of Madronis Wildfire Defense. His team are doing the home assessments to look at things that you can do to make sure that you have reduced your risk as much as possible. And Carolione Safford, she is the program manager for Permit Sonoma Fire Prevention Division. We'll be right back here on KSRO.
What would you do if you discovered something in your home was secretly raising your utility bill every month? Hi, I'm John Gorman with Save Energy Company. Those openings in your walls we call windows can be letting in cold and hot air, raising your utility bills 10 to 20%. If your windows are over 10 years old, consider replacing them with new energy-efficient windows from Save Energy Company. They'll save you money every month and make your home more comfortable all year round. For more, visit SaveEnergyCo.com.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. That's why you get 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, because every home deserves to be protected. Right now, get 50% off the whole home security system named the best of 2023 by U.S. News and World Report. Visit simplysafe.com/radio to save big today. Advanced Home Security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Time is money, especially when you're a small business owner. Consider working with a local one-stop shop for bookkeeping, taxes, payroll, and business services. Numerical in Rohnert Park specializes in small businesses, from restaurants to attorneys to contractors.
We're Darlene
and Ruben
Sandoval, owners of Numerical.
Call us at 707-238-2281.
238-2281.
We're your one-stop shop.
Tell your smartphone to call Numerical in Rohnert Park.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market, but without any risk of loss, ever. It's guaranteed money for life income, no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
Good afternoon and welcome back to a special edition of Ask the Expert. I am Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Ivan O'Neill, co-founder and CEO of Madronis Wildfire Defense, and Carolione Safford. She is the program manager for Permit Sonoma Fire Prevention Division. We talked about these free assessments, which are excellent. You can go to socoadapts.com to sign up. Is there a limit to the number of assessments? I know it's these you know, eligible properties, but do you think you can manage to meet everyone who's in those areas who ask for a free assessment?
Well, we're really hoping that we get more people signing up for the structure hardening assessments than we have had so far.
Yeah.
So check your eligibility, go to socoadapts.com and sign up to receive this awesome, awesome educational experience of learning how you can take your power back from wildfire.
I love that. That's a nice way to put it.
There is a limited time, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Thank you, Ivan.
So we are limited to about 1,000 assessments and only through the end of the year.
Okay.
So first come, first serve.
All right. That's very good to know. Again, go to socoadapts.com. So let's talk a little bit about the defensible space. I think a lot of people in our community are aware of what that means. It means looking at the things that are flammable immediately around your home within a certain radius. But let's talk about some of those. There are different areas, right? There are places that are right up against your home and then further out.
Absolutely. And the rule of thumb is start at the house and work out.
Okay.
The closer a fuel, which is a plant or our stuff of daily life, people tend to forget about things like the garbage can or the recycling can that's full of pizza boxes and the lid's open because it won't close.
Right.
And you have it right up against your wooden house walls underneath your eaves,
oh,
right?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
We not only need to think about our plants, but we also need to think about the stuff of daily life, as I call it, right? So those things need to be moved away from the house. There is about to be a change in state fire regulations, which is going to start looking at what is called Zone Zero, or a non-combustible zone from the house walls or the edge of a deck out 4 or 5 feet. Mm. Research has very clearly indicated that this first 5 feet is critical to preventing home ignition.
Wow.
Because if you have anything combustible in that area, and one of those embers that we were talking about earlier blows in and blows onto that
right.
item or flammable bush, you're going to get sufficient flames to transfer to the house. Mm-hmm. So by removing all of the combustible items in that first 5 feet, you are doing an amazingly huge thing to help keep your house from igniting, especially if you're combining that with some of the principles that you'll learn from a Madrona structure assessment about okay. the things to do on the house itself.
Right.
So one of the things we're really focusing on is helping people create and understand what that zone zero non-combustible zone is going to look like. Greatly reduced plants, no flammable items. Definitely get rid of the gorilla hair or the bark mulch.
Right, bark mulch,
that you
right.
have up against the house. That's a huge source of ignition. You can imagine embers land on it, slowly smolders, gets up to your house wall. So really looking at that 0 to 5 foot non-combustible zone, that's a really important part of the of defensible space rules. So 0 to 5, and then we go out to zone 1, which is 5 feet to 30 feet from the structure. That area, we call it the lean, clean, and green zone.
Okay.
And that's where you don't want any dead and dying stuff. You can have plenty of vegetation out there. You just have to make sure that it's well-maintained and separated so that if it catches on fire, the flames from that fire can't transfer onto another bush,
sure.
another thing, and march straight up to the house walls.
Right.
So we're looking at clean, green, and separated into fuel islands
okay.
in that 30-foot zone. Hmm. From 30 to 100 feet, we're just reducing fuels in general, mm-hmm. getting rid of the dead and dying, getting the loose stuff that's fallen off the trees up off the ground.
Right.
That's okay. what defensible space is about, from the house out to 100 feet or to the property line, whichever comes closer. Our assessors will help you see exactly where the highest risks are mm-hmm. with your vegetation and what to do about them. That said, again, this is not a code compliance
right.
assessment with
right.
the program.
Okay. And then, Ivan, tell us about, for your portion of this, tell us about maybe easy things that after your assessment is done that someone could do just on their own to harden their home.
Yeah, as Carolina was saying, this is about empowerment and giving us the opportunity to take our risk into our own hands. And mm-hmm. there's many things that people can do that on a weekend by themselves don't cost a lot of money and are very approachable. So easy stuff like cleaning out the gutters where leaves might be accumulating there, moving a wood pile or the lumber pile underneath the deck, especially in the summertime when our risk is greatest. You
right.
can move it back in the wintertime and not face too much challenge. But then also things like our attic vents, our foundation vents, they have screens on them, and many of them are 1/4 inch by 1/4 inch. And with embers, that's enough heat potential to ignite the house.
So an ember could get in from that little hole and then cause a problem.
Just from that little hole.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you can go down in size, go grab some galvanized or stainless steel mesh hardware cloth from the big box store on mm-hmm. a weekend, cut out some squares, and install it with screws over the top of your existing vents. That's an easy way
wow.
to reduce your risk.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. And these kinds of things can make a big difference, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can they make a difference for your insurance company?
Yeah. In fact, as Carolina was mentioning, the new Safer from Wildfires framework is required that all admitted insurance carriers in the state of California, as well as the California Fair Plan, offer premium discounts to folks who take action and mitigate their risks. So we'll be, again, we don't share any of the information with insurance companies, mm-hmm. but we'll be helping you understand what the insurance companies are now required to recognize.
Okay. All right. Very good. We're talking about a program program that can give you a free assessment, not only for defensible space, but also for your home itself, for the structure itself. So you have an idea of things that you can do, even this weekend, that you could do right away. Cleaning out those gutters. Have they been cleaned out in a while? That is something that could be done. Look at the bark around the home. Maybe get rid of it entirely, or just around that 5-foot space that Carolyn was talking about. Now, in terms of this program, I know the assessment part is what you're really pushing right now. People should go to socoadapts.com. But is there also a rebate sort of program that's going to be a part of this as well?
This is one of the most exciting things about the program, is that one of the things that we'll be offering for folks in the project area who get their defensible space and or structure hardening assessment, mm-hmm. they are eligible for an approximately $10,000 rebate to get the work done that was recommended by the assessors.
Okay.
So we're really hoping that folks will take advantage of getting that assessment, getting that structure hardening assessment, to apply for a rebate when the program opens, probably at the end of next year.
End of next year, okay.
To help get that work taken care of around your home.
That's great. And this is there a cost-sharing portion of this with a property owner?
There is a 25% cost share for the property owner.
Okay.
And more details about the rebate program and the application period and all of that will be upcoming and posted to our website as we build that part of the program.
Okay. All right. Very good. If you go to socoadapts.com and you find that you're not in one of these sort of 14 areas around the county, should you still maybe sign up or ask for more information?
So the socoadapts.com site is going to track you, and so that you can let us know if you're a person who has an interest in wildfire and what can I do in my community? Can you give me a program?
Right.
We need to hear from you.
Yeah.
Because really the secret sauce of making programs like this work is having committed community groups that can help us get the word out. So absolutely.
Yeah.
Please let us know.
All right. Very good. And we know sort of like top of mind, especially after 2017, 2019, 2020, when we had fires that directly impacted our community, and even after the fires that devastated Lahaina in Maui. Like, we think about those and it becomes top of mind. When we have a bunch of rain, when things are cooler, when we don't have hot, dry winds, we tend not to think about these things. But this is something we really need to be thinking about year-round, and especially at a time when we can prepare outside of fire season is very important, right?
Absolutely. This is the time to get going.
Yeah.
I'm speaking for myself. I'd much rather be out with my chainsaw and my rake when it's 60 degrees outside than when it's 95,
That's true.
It's much more comfortable to get this work done now.
Yeah.
And it takes a while to get it done. And if you do a little bit at a time, figure out what you got to do for your defensible space, hack off a little piece every weekend, and get that done. And, you know, by next fire season, you could be ready.
Yeah.
I cannot begin to tell you the peace of mind that that offers you moving into yet another wildfire season. So this is the time. And it seems funny because, like, fire season's over. Why are you talking about this now?
Right.
This is when the work should be getting done.
Okay.
Can't recommend it enough.
All right. Very good. Again, what is the process to sign up for an assessment? Do you just head to the website at socoadapts.com?
Correct.
Okay.
Easy process. Quick.
Okay.
You can sign up there. You can also email any questions about the program to wildfireadapted@sonoma-county.org.
Okay. All right. Very good. And that email is at the bottom of the page.
Correct.
At socoadapts.com. Okay. So if you didn't get that, head to socoadapts.com. All right. Excellent. And in terms of actually doing some of these projects to fix maybe risks that you might have, is that something that people could hire your company, or could it be any company to go forward and help with those projects?
Well, if you're looking to take advantage of the rebate program, you're going to want to wait until the SocoAdapts program communicates the rules around that. But in our private practice, we do work with plenty of contractors who are skilled at getting this stuff done quickly.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you both for coming in and letting us know about this. It's important for our entire community, whether you're in these areas or not. And honestly, it's something that's probably going to be required here in California anyway. So might as well get it done. This is Ask the Expert on KSRO.